Tallahassee Democratic Senator Bill Monford, who has the biggest number of public employees in his North Florida district, says he questions the need for an effort to overhaul the state's pension system, which he says the legislature tries to do almost every year.
In 2011, we made changes to the FRS system. We raised the vesting from 6 to 8 years. We suspended the cost of living adjustment, raised the retirement age from 30 to 33 years. We changed the benefit calculation to as high as 8 years rather than as high as five. We imposed a 3% employee contribution and reduced the drop accrual rate.
The Florida retirement system is the fourth largest public retirement system in the nation, and Monford hails it as one of the best in the world, which he says begs the question.
A good, honest question is, doggone, we've got a good system. So why are we mucking with this?
It's a question several Democrats and a couple Republicans asked Trilby Republican Senator Wilton Simpson this week during the Senate's vetting of a measure he sponsored aimed at state pension reform. Simpson says doing these changes will save the state billions of dollars, adding if lawmakers don't do these changes now, they'll have to make what he calls draconian changes in the future.
I believe if we do not do this simple changes and these changes that I am offering here today, we're not going to be talking about these simple changes 2 years from now, 5 years from now. We're going to be talking about 5% or 7% contributions from those employees.
Those changes that Simpson is looking to do include eliminating the traditional pension plan for newly elected officials and steering them into the other retirement option known as the 401k-style investment plan. It also automatically defaults new public employees hired after July 1st of next year into the investment plan if they don't pick a retirement option within 9 months of starting the new job. The current default is the pension plan. It also extends the amount of time someone in the pension plan is eligible to receive their benefits from 8 to 10 years. And Simpson offered a new change to the bill Wednesday that would allow the Department of Management Services to study a problem that was brought to his attention regarding disability benefits. Under current law, anyone who elects to go into the investment plan is not eligible for disability benefits if they're killed in the line of duty. Simpson says while he wanted to make that change to the bill, state law requires a study first before making any benefit changes. Still, some senators raised concerns about that, including Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers. Later, when he questioned Simpson further about the bill, he asked Simpson if he would consider essentially watering down his measure.
I think you're hitting on some good stuff, but I also think that we need to rethink some of the stuff that you're going on. Would you be okay with an amendment to your bill that strikes everything other than the study so the folks in the investment plan will be able to get their protection in case they give the ultimate sacrifice for the state of Florida?
But Senator Simpson didn't appear amenable to that idea. Later, when it came time to take up the House bill that would have included a change to merge the state and local pension reform efforts, a procedural move by Clearwater Republican Jack Ladvalla blocked that from happening. As of late afternoon, when the Senate took their second break to say farewell to House Speaker Will Weatherford, the Rules Chair Senator John Thrasher said there is still the potential to take up the merged House proposal. A state pension overhaul is a huge priority for Weatherford. A similar effort died in the Senate last year. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.